Thanks for listening to the Campus Collective podcast. As always, we pray that this resource is a helpful supplement for you as a follower of Jesus and as an active member in your local church. We love God's design for His church, and we believe that this resource could never substitute the incredible things that come from active involvement with a community of believers. Campus Collective is a ministry of Huntington Community Church. To learn more, visit our website at huntingtoncommunitychurch.com.
Hello, and welcome back to our podcast series, 95 Meditations Through Colossians with Campus Collective. As usual, I'm your host. My name is Andrew O'Callaghan, and we are coming up on the end of the series. It's been kind of a long journey. It's been many weeks since we first began this podcast series, but now we're going to be this week walking with my friend Tony Pagan through truths 86 to 90. So we got this week and next week, and we'll be done with the series. It's been a fun ride, but I want to now turn over the mic to my friend Tony. Tony, how are you? Welcome to the podcast.
I'm doing fine. My name is Tony Pagan. I'm on staff here with Collective. I know me on the AV, one of the slides in the background. And today I want to talk about Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, which reads, "Walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." And I read verse 6 also because I think when you think about walking in wisdom, it's really important to see that wisdom also means how to speak. Hmm. Walk and speak go together here. And so I just want us to think about and talk about what it means to walk in wisdom, to be redeeming the time or the best use of the time. And I think a lot of time when we think about time, I think Paul is talking about the time we have left on this earth, not just time in general, but like the time that you yourself have left, that you don't know when you're going to end. This could be my last time talking, for all I know. But, and that means something. So whatever I say today, talking about scripture, need to be useful for the kingdom purpose, because otherwise, even this is not the best use of time. Mm-hmm. And so I always think back to whenever we walk and being a forward motion. You got to put both legs in front of each other and got to constantly move to walk. And you just can't stay still and walk in the Christian faith. Christian faith requires activity. And activity involves us walking towards people, people who are lost, and speaking with wisdom and seasoned words that can help that person realize their need for Jesus and point them to a Messiah that actually can save them from their particular situation and not just a random God in the sky. We believe in a Jesus that rose from the dead and actually reigns in power and have dominion over all people. And so I think whenever we think about our time, we have to remember, well, how do I advance that in my life? And I think a lot of time it's just simple stuff like, man, when last time you pray for someone? Oftentimes someone tell, hey, I'm struggling with this, or hey, I'm having this tough, believer and non-believer, and you would say, I pray about that. But did you actually pray about that?
Yeah.
That could be the last time you talk to that person. And I think that me personally, I always want to be feeling that edge of like, man, that could be the last time I talked to that person. I think we need to really like pray that we get that mindset of like, that could be my last time talking to that person. Hmm. Will I actually pray for them? Am I just giving the easy lip service going, I pray about that, and then not caring really about that person? That goes, non-believer will ask for prayer. I mean, I have had many of my family who are not believers ask for prayer requests. And I've been bad about not praying about those things like the way I should, as if time is all I have. Like I have all the time in the world. You don't.
Yeah.
We just don't have any time to like pretend that we can just ignore prayer for other people. And I think that one of the real things about walking is that you are constantly moving, engaging yourself in this work of praying for people and talking to people and evangelism. To the point that when you die, and the left of you, people remember that this guy wouldn't talk about Jesus. I think that should be the way we are. The person, like this guy, always was praying for people, was always talking about Jesus. Not much else to know about the person, but they do that. Mm-hmm. And I think oftentimes, as Paul would mention, I think that kind of the idea too, being this prisoner for Christ's sake, being like so captivated by the glory of Jesus that we don't care what else people remember about us, except for that when we spent time with them, they heard about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I think this phrase, you brought it up here quite a bit, but it says, making the best use of the time. And so a large portion of our audience here are college students, or maybe you've been a college student at some point. But all people understand this. Whenever we know we have a short amount of time or a deadline is approaching, we make the best use of the time we've got. If we've got a paper coming up that's due, and we know we've only got 4 more hours until it's due, and we've written none of it, we make the best use of the time. We sit down, we work, we write. Otherwise, we would waste the time. And we do that with all things. When we recognize the deadline is approaching, we stop wasting our time, and we get kind of put the the metal to the grindstone or something like that. And
metal to the metal.
Yeah, metal to the metal. And I think you've brought up a valid point that we all are sort of under this illusion that our time isn't short. It's not coming to an end. So when we see people, we don't register that we aren't guaranteed to see them again, even the people we're closest with. And so we don't oftentimes make the best use of the time. We don't often do what is good or what is even best because we are sort of under this false illusion that there will be more time. But I think that the Gospels of all places show very vividly that Jesus himself understood how short the time was. He himself was very, you look at the Gospel of Mark, you see consistently the word immediately, immediately, immediately. Jesus had this sort of mindset that it was going, that he was, life was coming to an end fast. Not only for him, he kind of had this understanding that the world was sort of coming to an end quickly. And so Jesus had that mindset, so ought we to have that same mindset in Christ, that our time is short, so we ought not to put the worst things first. We first things come first, right? Sharing the gospel comes first. Praying for people comes first. Doing what honors God always comes first. We ought not to act as though our time is unlimited when it's not, right?
Yeah. No, and also just activity you choose, and this is just good thing to think about, you know, free time when you do have free time. And we love that phrase, but we don't actually have it either. We don't have any free time. You are still on a time crunch because you will eventually one day not be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that oftentimes we plan our activity, not that, you know, people always say Christians don't have fun, not about not having fun. What more fun than seeing people being resurrected from the dead and brought to new life? Like, what more fun than that?
Yeah.
I don't see what else could be more fun. But the idea that we understand that, you know what, nothing bad with resting. God commands us to rest and take a day, a Sabbath, every week. That's something God desired. We designed for that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you look at the rest of it, never just, don't do anything whatsoever. It was always a time of fasting, a time of prayer, a time of meditation with the family about what God had done. It was never just a play on a Netflix video and then go on the day and then forget that you've had, you know, I was supposed to pray for that person. I was supposed to, you know, read my Bible today. Oops.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have all the time in the world, and we don't have free time. But when we do have time that seems to be free, we need to be the best to wrangle it into a constructive way. Like, I work a job that requires me, that's really, really physical. And so I know for me, my big problem is I don't make the best use of my time because I come home and I want to sleep. Because I fight people all day. That's my job. But that's not the best use of my time because I then neglect to spend time with my wife. That means not spending time with guys who I'm pulling meat throughout the week to help them. Instruction. It means not going to church sometime. It means I won't participate in activity with believers because I'm just sleeping. I can sleep for eternity. Really can sleep for eternity. Like, that a phrase we fair, but it's true. I mean,
yeah.
Not that you shouldn't rest, but like, you got to also think about, man, my time is limited. Mm-hmm. I really have to focus on what's going to advance the kingdom of God and how can I encourage my brother and sister before my time is up.
Yeah. Tony, I think that's an excellent way to sort of end this episode of the podcast. And with that, I want to kind of encourage our listeners. You know, as Tony himself mentioned, you know, it's very tempting. We ourselves struggle regularly making the best use of the time. We're weak. We're flawed human beings. And each of us here listening, I know, recognizes sort of the struggle of priorities. We want to do what is good. We do not always do what is good. Sometimes we are lazy. I myself am extremely guilty of that. Even in recent days, I've been struggling to do what is most important and instead do what I would like to do, such as, you know, watch Netflix maybe. But I just want to encourage you guys, let's make the best use of the time. Let's commit to doing what honors God and sort of recognize in faith that it really is true that our time is short Let's walk in wisdom towards outsiders. Thank you for tuning in again today in our series, and I hope you'll join us tomorrow as we continue through our series, 95 Meditations through Colossians.